Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday and happy December. Happy December. How did we get to December? Unbelievable. Do you know, it's been the weirdest month, but here we are and we're in December already. And I have got a great week planned. I'm pretty bloody excited. My calendar has never looked so empty. And the reason it's empty is I've completely cleared the decks because I am repotting this week, which is just bloody amazing, isn't it? Well, amazing for me. Amazing for you if you're coming to repot it. If you're not, sorry about that. I'm excited. So at Repotted, we plant dreams, we pull out weeds, and we grow the next stage of our lives. How good is that? So today I spent the weekend in Auckland, had the most gorgeous weekend, went to one of my oldest friends, not an age, but a friend I met when I was 3.5, 4 years old. So cute. So I met my friend. My father sold my trampoline when I was 4. Bit of a dick move, just saying. Like, apparently I didn't use it enough. Not sure why 4-year-olds need consequences, but here we were. So he decided to sell my trampoline because it wasn't working for maybe him. I don't know. I was devastated. I was sitting on the trampoline when the man who bought the trampoline came to pick it up. And he put it on the back of his trailer and obviously saw my devastated little face. And he said, "How old are you?" And I must have said, "I don't know, I'm 4. And or 4.5 or whatever I was. And he said, "My little girl's the same age. Would you like to come and jump on the trampoline with her?" And I was like, "Sure thing." And I rode round to his house because my dad knew him. Well, it wasn't that weird. My dad knew this man, as I lived in a small town. And anyway, I arrived with the trampoline and met my friend Cindy. And we started bouncing together. And guess what? At 55, we're still bouncing together. Isn't that the best story? Isn't that the best? So it was her 55th birthday. And she's also bought a new house and built a whole new life for herself in the last 12 months. And it's been a big year. And she decided to throw a party to celebrate. First things first, how good are parties? Like, when was the last time you had a party? Oh my God, this was a great, she's a great party person. And so there was amazing food, really simple food, but amazing. Just lots of lovely nibbles and like a big ham and buns and coleslaw, and everyone just could help themselves. There was lots of lovely drinks. The house was set up, tables of, you know, I walked in and I was like, fuck yeah, this is a party. You know, like everything had been thought out. There was buckets of ice. There was alcohol all laid out. It was just gorgeous and everything that you would want, right? It was amazing. So had the best time, had the best party. It was a 70s party, which was even cooler because it was in the 70s. So we were all dressed up and it was hilarious. And it was just fun. It was just a really fun party. Then because I was already in Auckland for that, my daughter was in Auckland. She's been working up here, got to hang out with her. That was lovely. Got to spend all day with her. Got to have brunch with my sister-in-law. Just had a lovely day. Took myself to the movies. Went and saw Zootopia. Don't mind a kid movie. Just saying. So I sat in the cinema. I love taking myself to the movies. Had an ice cream for dinner. That was my dinner. No one died. It was great. And then I am up in Adam. Up in Adam this morning, getting my head completely into retreat land. So heading over to the lovely Thames. I like to break the trip up, go to Thames, get organised. I love Thames. Fuck, I love Thames. I've said that to a couple of people lately and people were like, "What are you talking about? No one loves Thames." I'm like, "No, I do." And if you don't know where Thames is, if you're not from New Zealand, it's way up the top of the North Island. It's a great little town. It's a pretty chilled out little town, but I love it. And anyway, it's got lots of secondhand shops, good junk shops, got good cafes, got a very lovely florist shop and a bloody fucking incredible bookshop, just saying. So anyway, off I go. And so today that's my job. I've got to get some supplies for the repotting. And then I need an early night in preparation because, you know, I am there in service to my ladies, to the women of the repotting. And I'm so excited. So we've already got a WhatsApp group going on and everyone's like going, "Oh, can't wait. Woo, woo. Look out. New friends. Woo, woo." And there's all this kind of nervous anticipation. And a lot of people are really brave and they come on their own. And they're nervous naturally because they're like, fuck, who's going to be there? And what if I don't like anyone? And oh my God. And you know, it's like, it's the best. It is the best. So heading over there and then, you know, and I've got lots of supplies to get organized because there's lots of bloody fun activities and fuck, it's fun. So I cannot wait to see the beautiful team at Mana. And I'm going to be just like off the grid walking. Weather's not great. Doesn't really matter. The great thing about Mana is it works. Whether I've been there when it's raining, I've been there when it's sunny, I've been there when it's windy, just works. So we will be hunkering down. It's apparently a bit wet, but there's always moments, just pockets of perfect where we get to go for a wander in the bush. You know, I love that. So that's what I'll be doing. That's my whole week dedicated to repotting. And I'm so excited because it's this lovely, how much of a luxury is it to have the first week of December just to think about what you want to create, be, do, and have in 2026. I'm really into that. So that's what I'll be doing. That's my whole week. End of. I don't have to do any jobs. I do have to wash my skirt and my top. I'm wearing big, I was going to say I don't even have to do washing. But old Piggy dropped her ice cream, didn't she, at the movie. So I do have to do a little bit of hand washing. I'm good at that. I wash my knickers in the shower when I'm travelling. And now I've got to wash my top and my skirt because it's all covered in sticky fucking ice cream. But that's okay. So I've got to do a bit of washing. But apart from that, I don't have to cook. No cooking this week. No washing. No chores. Not really anything because I'm literally off the grid and just 100% focused on repotted. Which I love. I love having a focus for the week. And yeah, this week is definitely about that. Then I'm home. Maybe on Friday might put up my Christmas tree, I think. Haven't got to that yet. Normally I have that up by the 1st of December. But I'm going to maybe dedicate Friday to be a Christmas tree day. And yeah, pretty much my week. I'm getting organised. I did a little bit of Christmas shopping yesterday. And I'm not doing a lot of Christmas shopping this year. I'm in a minimal phase. I'm a little bit sick of fucking stuff, to be honest. I'm downsizing, man. I'm in a minimal stage. But I'm really into stockings. And I was talking to my daughter about it today. And I was like, you know, I'd rather give stockings at Christmas than one big gift. Because I feel like if it's a birthday, you could buy someone one big gift. But why wouldn't you give a stocking? Why wouldn't you give a stocking with little things in? Oh my God, little things make me happy. Like what are little things that everyone would love? So I love that. So I'm doing some little stockings and I've been just wandering around. People always say to me, how come I'm a very good gift buyer. How come you always find cool gifts? I'm like, because I'm always looking. I am always looking, like always. It's not a day of the year that I'm not looking for the perfect Christmas gift for someone. Doesn't matter what month it is. I don't just do it in December. And so always looking's a good option. And people don't look because they go, oh, I haven't got any money. I'm like, doesn't matter whether you've got money, you still look because you might then have an idea that you can go back to when you do have money. And, you know, just looking, all the time looking. I find trawling around shops quite relaxing. And now I'm really good at trawling and not buying. I used to trawl and gather, but now not so much. Not so much, but I'm really enjoying finding specific things for people that I love. Last year for Christmas, I had an aunt and uncle come for Christmas who hadn't had a Christmas for a very long time and for a whole lot of reasons. And I was so excited and I bought them stockings. I got them at Spotlight and they were probably in a Black Friday sale or something. How good was Black Friday? Anyway, they were in a sale and I got these gorgeous stockings and I just filled them with little things. And you know, you can just put in their favorite chocolate bar or little things, little favorite hand cream, little things. It doesn't have to be expensive and it's just fun. You know, it's just fun. So I do love that because it gives me an opportunity to buy multiple things at smaller price points. And then I like to wrap them all in. Oh, I love it. I love it. So there you go. If you don't know what to do this Christmas for someone in your world, just get them a stocking and put some little bits and bobs in. You know, just if it's someone at work, get them some little stationery things or some just little things. If they like cooking, get them, you know, buy them a tea towel and some yummy spices or something. Like there's so many little things. If you sit down, I'll tell you another great idea. The old ChatGPT is quite good for gifts. if you use AI, type into AI, I need to buy a gift for an 18-year-old boy who's into blah and blah and blah. What do you suggest? This is the price amount. It'll give you ideas. Honestly, AI has, there's so many upsides that people aren't using it for. And there's some downsides, don't get me wrong. I do like AI. I think it's productive and I think it can help us. But you've got to use it for yourself, you know. And people haven't thought about this. Gift giving using AI, where you get to put in the credentials of the person. I'm buying a gift, you know, you might have a bloody secret Santa at work and you've got to buy for someone you don't even know. Well, you can type in the basics of what you know about them. 42. Loves cats, enjoys a jigsaw puzzle. They might go, here's a fucking cat jigsaw puzzle for $14.99. Boom. Right? So, in the old days with the yellow pages, we used to say, let your fingers do the walking. Now you've got to let AI do the thinking. So if you're stuck on a Christmas gift for someone, type it in. Type in all your people. Do some case studies. See what it comes up with. Fucking great ideas. There you go. That's my tip for this week. Have a lovely week. I'm off to be repotted. Toodaloo.